This is Morning Edition. Organizers in Fayetteville want to transform a regional museum into a statewide history center focusing on the Civil War and Reconstruction. But opponents worry even if it's built with the best of intentions, it could divide the community along racial lines. Elizabeth Friend reports.
On a quiet side street about a mile west of Fayetteville's downtown, a pile of mossy rubble lies scattered amid a grove of mature trees. It's all that's left of a Civil War-era arsenal destroyed by Union forces in 1865.
The arsenal was one of the main reasons that General Sherman took the route that he did into North Carolina.
That's David Winslow, senior consultant for the North Carolina Civil War and Reconstruction History Center Foundation.
He spent 3 days here in Fayetteville with 1,000 Army Corps of Engineers leveling this arsenal. If you walk out on the grounds here, you can still see the remains of Sherman's work.
What you can't see on the site is the History Center itself. Right now, it's purely conceptual. Organizers are hoping a $46 million funding bill makes its way into the state budget this year to launch the construction phase. Once completed, the History Center will be a 65,000-square-foot state-owned facility documenting all aspects of life in North Carolina from 1835 to the turn of the century. As Foundation Vice President Mary Lynn Bryan puts it,
we're going to be looking at not the battles and the wars and the flags and the weaponry, nor the monuments, but we're going to be looking at what it was like for the people who lived here through that period.
Advocates say the center will offer a comprehensive history grounded in academic research that includes the stories of enslaved and freed Black people, as well as Native Americans. Though the concept has been revamped to include a focus on the Reconstruction era as well as the Civil War years, some in Fayetteville worry that's not enough to dissuade those who would lionize the Confederacy.
There are a lot of people who have I spoken with in the community that are concerned with the museum itself.
That's Mayor Mitch Colvin.
You know, we're trying to bridge the divide here in Fayetteville, but we don't want a Charlottesville, Virginia.
Since the violent clash in Charlottesville in 2017 that killed one and injured dozens more, public symbols of the Confederacy have served as rallying points for neo-Confederates and white supremacists, and the site of confrontations with counter-protesters. Jimmy Buxton is president of the Fayetteville chapter of the NAACP.
If we have a bunch of rallies here with the sheets and the Confederate flag, that's going to divide this city, going to divide this state. And that's what I'm looking at.
Buxton worries the proposed History Center will be a draw for white supremacists, regardless of what the founders intend.
Even if those who are in charge of this say it's not, this is what racists are thinking. A Civil War museum, when they get here, they may be fooled, but they're coming anyway because they feel like what they have been worshiping all their lives is going to be in this museum.
Since we started this project, our goal has been to educate, not advocate.
That's Foundation President Mac Healy. He says ignoring the history of one of the most divisive eras in the United States won't help counter mythologies and misinformation.
You know, if we're going to stop the hate and we're going to stop the mistrust, we've got to educate people about what really happened.
Part of the mission of the History Center includes creating Civil War and Reconstruction curricula for public schools across the state. Education is the key to the center's success, supporters say, and the best way to change the minds of those who venerate the lost cause. Dr. Jerry Woods is a retired professor of sociology who specializes in the study of racial inequality.
I'm drawn to support it because I'm an African American and have been for 40 years now. I'm an octogenarian.
Woods believes the center will offer a clear-eyed assessment of the role race played in the Civil War.
We can come to understand that the Civil War was fought over the issue of slavery. And if we could deal with that issue successfully, we would resolve a lot of issues and problems this country has. And this center, I think, will face that head on.
Mayor Colvin and others aren't convinced and say they'd rather see state money spent on other community concerns. The History Center funding plan made it into the House budget adopted earlier this month. Now both sides will have to wait and see what shakes out during budget negotiations with the Senate later this spring. Elizabeth Friend, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.